Now, this is the weekend for the annual Darkness into Light fundraiser in aid of Pieta House. The event is going ahead in a reimagined fashion this weekend, in which people are being invited to share one sunrise together for Darkness into Light. Of course, organised walks not possible due to COVID restrictions. Tom McAvoy from Ennis is on the line, funding and advocacy manager with Pieta House. Tom, a very good morning to you.
Very good morning to you too, Gavin. Thank you for having us on.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for joining us. It's not the event that anyone wants to have for obvious reasons this year, but obviously important, not just from a fundraising point of view, but obviously that's a key part of it, but important from Pieta's point of view that something happened this weekend.
Absolutely. Back in 2009, 400 people took part in the Phoenix Park, we'll remember. And the event has just grown hugely over the years. And due to popular demand, having had to cancel last year's event back in 2020, we were really, you know, chuffed and really delighted to get the interest back in again from lots of committees around the country, and especially in Clare, asking, you know, were we going to try and do something for this year? So we really put our heads together, and in Pieta, and lots of support, also proudly supported by Electric Ireland. And it was just phenomenal. The, you know, ideas started to flow. You know, people really had an interest in you know, just really commemorating the morning itself as a very special morning. Mm. So this year, Darkness into Light will celebrate its 13th year. However, it will be different this year to any other year. We're asking people not to socially get together or gather in large groups, as would be synonymous with Darkness into Light. However, we are asking people to go on to darknessintolight.ie, the website, register perhaps to show your interest and support in Pieta, if you so wish, or maybe register to do a challenge. And this year, people are choosing to do something slightly different to the 5K traditional 4:15 a.m. Walk. They will perhaps want to do a hike across some sort of fantastic sunrise mountain, maybe, or swim in a lake or the sea, perhaps. And there's lots of different ideas coming about. And there's loads of opportunity around Clare, obviously, to see beautiful sunrise and enjoy maybe sure. the dawn chorus and show solidarity with one another, you know, that you're not alone, you know, on the morning of the 8th of May, that, you know, maybe you're grieving after a suicide bereavement in your family or friendship. And maybe, you know, maybe the pandemic has pushed you to a point of crisis in your life. And, you know, just to mention that you're not on your own and that Pieta is here to help. And, you know, we have a great resource in our 1800-247-247 number that if people are feeling challenged at the moment in whatever way and have a suicidal ideation or self-harm, they can turn to that number and reach out for help.
In previous years, pre-pandemic, when you and I had these annual conversations, the point of Darkness into Light that we would have celebrated was the fact that people came together. It was the 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people in Ennis in the middle of the night coming together for this special cause and making not just a contribution to Pieta, but making a statement about how taking away the stigma of suicide, taking away the feeling, hopefully, that some may have that they were alone. For health reasons, public health reasons, that can't be the case this year. But do you, as much as you can, do you feel like the plan that you've come up with will still have that sense of community?
I think so. You know, I know it's not the same, and I really, really am going to miss tomorrow morning gathering. This would be Ennis' 11th year hosting Darkness into Light. Isn't that just remarkable? And the sense of community, you know, the camaraderie, the safe space that Darkness into Light created all around the country and in Ennis at the courthouse and all over Clare as well in five other locations was just so special for people to gather. But we are asking people to be so mindful that, you know, we will see a brighter future. We are hoping to get back to a normal type of event next year, perhaps. But, you know, in the meantime, tomorrow morning is going to be a special morning. We can share our photos. You know, we can share our memories, perhaps in different ways this year, not necessarily shoulder to shoulder, but, you know, just take the moment at sunrise to just remember, you know, that there is a brighter future, that people who are under pressure, especially at the moment, but like we have offered our services in Pieta since 2006. So we, you know, have been supporting and helping people going through crisis, you know, every year since then.
And how has that changed? I was going to ask you, Tom, how has that changed in the last year? Not necessarily, obviously, the way you offer your services, I'm sure, has had to change it more remote and video and phone calls, etc. But I'm just wondering, in terms of demand for your services, what impact, if any, has the pandemic had?
Well, since 2019, Clare have, with it, people coming to Pieta with a Clare address, for example, we have delivered 1,712 hours of free counselling. And the dynamic of that type of counselling has changed, you know, certainly since last year. We had to close all our centres due to a lockdown in March of last year. Thankfully, all of those centres are reopened now throughout the country, and people, you know, coming to Pieta from Clare address will be coming to Mungret. People are accessing our 1800-247-247 number, especially at the moment in our crisis, and that's available free of charge all around the clock, all around the year. Younger people are accessing our services through our texting, text help, H-E-L-P, to 51444, especially at the moment. 33% of our client base is 18 and under, and 50% of our client base at the moment is 25 and under. So we're really, really focused on that age profile to try to continue supporting. You know, so reaching out is key, or reaching out to one another is key, and making a phone call to somebody. I often say this, Gavin, when you give us this opportunity at this time of the year, just to say this is a poignant moment, you know, to reach out to somebody. Perhaps they're isolated, you know, at the moment. Maybe they're challenged because of the change in our behaviour, or the change in the way we're living, not to be communicating as easy as possible with each other. So we're asking people and imploring people to reach out and say, how are you? And listen out for the answer. Yeah. And if somebody you think might need a bit of support, you know, professional help, you have numbers there from Pieta, but there's lots of fantastic organisations out there supporting and helping our community going through these times.
And I'll repeat those support.
It is remarkable.
I'll repeat those support numbers at the end of the interview for those in need of them as well. You mentioned those 1,700 plus hours of free therapy delivered to people from Clare since 2019. What about your ability to continue to do that going forward? This is now the second year in a row where you haven't had your main fundraiser in the way that you would like. That's surely going to impact you financially.
Yes. Well, tonight, just to give your listeners a point of interest, Late Late Show is hosted for the second year running for Pieta, our charity. And last year, we were in a financial crisis at this particular moment because Darkness Into Light was cancelled. And because of that show, and because there was great support from Electric Ireland and, you know, pushing out that information out there that we were in that situation, you know, we have become very stable in terms of our financial situation, which is, you know, like, we're so thankful to the Irish community for allowing us to do that. But that means that we have we can see a future now in Pieta, so that, you know, we're there when the times get tough in the future. Okay. For people, and we will be there, and we will be expanding our services. You know, there's video therapy available now, as you mentioned earlier. You know, our telephone therapy is just amazing for people who don't really want to come to a centre and just still want to reach out. they can just simply lift the phone. We're finding that really, you know, before the pandemic, we weren't offering those two levels of services. It was always face to face. So, you know, something good has come from this this time for Pieta and for the community to be able to reach out and look for a bit more help. So, you know, things are changing all the time. We just, you know, we're looking forward and in a hopeful manner that the community will continue to come for help when they need it. And, you know, thanks to everybody for continue to support Darkness Into Light and Pieta and any other fundraising events that you do throughout the year, because we know it doesn't just stop at Darkness Into Light.
Sure.
And you're raising awareness for our organisation when you do that as well. So we thank you for that.
And, and another perennial question that you and I often discuss is your ability to offer services not just from Mungers or remotely, but directly in Clare as well. And I know Pieta had some ambitions for that for a while. I appreciate COVID-19 has impacted, no doubt, your ability to do so. But in terms of being on the ground in Clare and, you know, as a, I suppose, as a gesture towards the many thousands of people who have contributed to the charity over the time, what can you say about that going forward?
Well, we did endeavour, and we had a service for bereavement counselling in Clare. And just during the last 2 years, or last year and a half, two years, we had to circle the wagons in terms of our resource. And we are offering a really good service, you know, for the people of County Clare with our Mungret service. We would love to be able to do something in Clare. You know, it's obviously been very, very close to my heart in trying to do something. You know, so look, there is a possibility, and I can never say that it would happen for definite, especially at this moment. But, you know, we're always keeping an eye out to see can we offer a better service for the people of County Clare.
And I appreciate, by the way, that's a hard question to put to you when you're looking for people's support. And I appreciate you answering it as well. But I think and maybe there's an unfair burden being put on charities like Pieta in this instance. But as I'm sure you'll agree, one of the keys to supporting people through crisis is an ease of access to service, that there is, as much as can be practical, something that is local to them in a place that they know and that they can gravitate to. And maybe I'm asking too much of Pieta by pushing this on you right now, but I think that's what's going to be needed to address the broader mental health issues in this county and right across the country.
No, I appreciate your question, and I know lots of people, you know, ask this question all around the country, not only in County Clare. To me, for instance, our strategy, you know, in Pieta, a 5-year strategy we have, is to endeavour to have more outreach type facilities available for people in local communities. And ease of access is important. However, you know, the anonymity of people coming to our centre in Limerick from County Clare is often said to us that is a plus for people.
Okay.
That it's very confidential, that people, you know, can preserve their dignity, etc. And you know, we're mindful of that too. However, you know, we have opened we opened Cavan Monaghan Outreach Centre last year during the pandemic, would you believe? So, but we are working closely with the HSE in relation to identifying areas of a huge concern that we can share, you know, the financial burden, but also resources.
Sure.
in identifying an area that needs our service. So, you know, County Clare has been identified as, you know, an area that needs closer looking at, perhaps to see where we can if we can provide something. So we are working closely with authorities as well, because it's our strategy to receive at least 50% of our funding support from the government over the next number of years, so that we can share the burden equally and, you know, use the resource that people give us to the ultimate. And you know, it's and that's That's honourable of the communities to support us and continue to support us. But we equally need that level of support, coming from the HSE and from the government.
And hopefully that can bear fruit for the benefit of people going forward. Just finally then, in terms of tomorrow morning's event, what do you want people to do, not just in terms of coming together, but obviously in a practical sense, contributing towards the charity?
darknessintolight.ie, that's the site that I recommend people to go to. You'll enjoy the site because it's actually lovely bright yellow colour, as you, it's synonymous with Pieta, and full of hope and full of nice stories. And also you can register on that site. You can register your challenge as well, and maybe choose to do a little bit more fundraising if you can afford that. Invite your friends and family to take part in it, but please be mindful that we're really strict about following government guidelines this year. We don't have any organised walks around or any organised events around the country to cater for this, so we're asking everyone to do stuff individually and enjoy one sunrise together. And we will get through this and have a brighter future. And Gavin, I'd like to thank you most sincerely for your help and support throughout the number of years that we have sat across each other at interview. You've been a tremendous support to Pieta and for Darkness Into Light. And you've helped us enormously in getting the word out there. And we wish you well.
Thank you very much, Tom. Much appreciated. More important than that, darknessintolight.ie, the website, or if you are in a crisis, you can phone Pieta's support line 1800 247 247 or indeed text the word help to 51444. Tom McAvoy of Pieta House, thank you very much for joining us in the programme.
Thank you very much, Gavin.